You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your host, Anthony Corrente, joined by my co-host, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Gentlemen, how are you doing today? I'm back. You did great without me.
We survived. You were able to build that bridge and feed the sharks.
Yes.
In the moat. We said you got attacked by alligators in a moat.
It was pretty close. Pretty close to exactly how it went down. Feels good.
The fact that you're here means you survived.
Impressive. Well, I'm incredibly strong, and I was able to navigate the alligators and the treacherous crick over here pretty well.
That's good.
A crick or creek.
Someone once told me, you know what the difference is between a creek and a crick? And I said, no. And they said, a crick has tires in it. So,
all right, listen, I think that's it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned. I don't know if you're going to carry on.
Well, what we are going to do, aside from creeks and cricks on today's show, we're going to be discussing some midseason startup draft ADP for Dynasty Leagues. Before we get into that, just a reminder, this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts alike providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed totally ad-free, and all we ask in return is that you leave us a 5-star rating and check out our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So, I think ADP right now is a funny thing. Like, it's not the season we commonly associate with startup drafts, but there's still plenty of them going on. We know that now almost half the season in the books. A lot's changed from the beginning of the season, so we're getting to see some of this big movement now in midseason ADP. And Ryan McDowell from DLF fired off a tweet with some early November Dynasty ADP through the first two rounds, and I think that's a great place to start tonight. So how he has round one charted out so far, what the ADP from November over on DLF is Jamar Chase number one, Jonathan Taylor number two, Justin Jefferson number three, DeAndre Swift number four, Najee Harris at five, CeeDee Lamb at six, Dalvin Cook at seven, Christian McCaffrey at eight, and then DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Kyle Pitts, and Tyreek Hill round out the back of round one. So there's a lot to unpack there. Some of it we started talking about already, but let's start at the top. How do you guys feel Jamar Chase, the 101 in Dynasty? Is that the route that you're going, or would you lean somebody else ahead of Chase?
Personally, for me, I'm okay with him being the wide receiver one. But one overall, with just how stupid deep wide receiver is, you land either Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Najee Harris. I'd feel much more comfortable having one of them for 4 or 5 years to build around, with there being, I don't know, two dozen wide receivers who could all produce. But, I mean, I'm fine with it. Like, it's not egregious.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if I had the 101, I'm probably taking Taylor. But if you want to go Chase, it's fine. Here's the thing. Ryan, I agree with you. But, like, oh, man, I feel so much better with Chase than the depth of receivers that we can go through. I don't know. That's the common sense view that you got, and that's the view you should take when it comes to Dynasty Fantasy Football. But, I'm all about the chaos, so I'd rather have the gem. Rather go for the whole diamond instead of a couple rubies. I don't know if that's a good analogy at all, but I'm going to run with
it. It worked. I like it.
It did. I played Uncharted once. So we're good.
Yeah, it's tough because talent-wise, I think we're all on the same page. Like, I don't have a problem or a complaint with Jamar Chase being the most talented guy or the guy that should go 101. But like you both already mentioned, just the depth of the position and what, like, dynasty and this positional value is always weird for me because in theory, I want my team, you know, built around a number of young wide receivers just since they're going to last longer than a bunch of young running backs in theory. But at the same time, like in startup draft, I'm very rarely like in a startup draft, I'm playing like I want to win the championship immediately, right? Like rebuilds are fun and long-term stuff is fun. But so if I'm playing to win right away, it's just, to me, it's got to be Jonathan Taylor is the guy that you got to take 101. It's I want a stud running back that for 2 to 3 years, I feel good about leaning on. And I think Jonathan Taylor is clear for me anyway, clearly the best option.
Yeah, and to go on it, like if you look at it, we're all the wide receivers who are in the top right now, none of them were first round guys other than Justin Jefferson and maybe DK Metcalf before the season. Like Ja'Marr Chase wasn't a first round guy. CeeDee Lamb wasn't a first round guy. Like these guys are coming up every year and just breaking out quickly.
Now you said what these wide receivers were in the first round. Kyle Pitts was a first rounder in before the season. I know you said wide receiver. I said what I said.
That is true. That's kind of crazy that, you know, before the season kicked off, you pretty much had to pay. You had to pay a price for Pitts, especially in tight end premium. And like, I remember before the season kicked off, there started to be that kind of swell of, oh, well, if he underperforms and you can buy low on Pitts after the season. And
wrong.
Not happening. It's just going to continue to move up.
but like, yeah, you can't. He's unbuyable. You can't buy him now.
You can't. I think Jonathan Taylor is entering that conversation too. Like it's I've tried to float some offers out there recently, like trying to pay up for him, but people just won't move him.
And I bet you could maybe trade Kyle Pitts for the two receivers above him and probably close to Christian McCaffrey. Like from a trade position, I don't think it's that far off, even though I wouldn't do it. Like I think you'd find people.
So in a vacuum, like straight up, who would you rather have, AJ Brown or Kyle Pitts?
AJ Brown. Pitts.
I knew that was going to happen. Yes.
I'll take Pitts.
I think I might take Pitts too.
I just dare, like he's going to be a top five tight end going forward for at least the next 5 years. And there's I have a decent feeling that a couple of those years could be monstrous seasons. He's literally just missing touchdowns right now.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's holding him back from being like a real bona fide top three guy. He just needs touchdowns. And they'll come. Unless he's Julio Jones, which I don't want to put on him. So.
Could you imagine? It's just another scenario where they have another guy that never finds the end zone, but he averages, you know, 1,300 yards a season. Yeah. Or
that'd be hilarious.
It would be kind of funny, though.
Not now I want it.
I would want – no, you don't
sorry,
want it.
Sorry, I have zero couch pitch shares in Dynasty because I didn't pay up, so I want it.
I don't have any Pitts Dynasty shares. Another player, though, like you can't trade for Pitts. Like it's just doesn't happen.
Ryan, can't even, if that happens, I want you and the Falcons put in prison.
If that happens, it's your fault. You put it in the universe.
No.
Yeah. You know what looks like a value chance for me in the first round here? Is Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Like, Tyreek's not old yet. He's still elite.
How old is Tyreek? 26, 27, something like that?
Something like that. And as bad as everybody says the Chiefs offense looks this year, Tyreek Hill's still second in points, in PPR points for wide receivers. He gets a bajillion targets. That offense is going to get back on.
It's 27. It'll be 28 going into next year.
On the Chiefs offense, too, like, I get it. They're broken right now. Right now is the key word. Do you really think anyone thinks, oh, they're never going to figure it out? They'll figure it out. It might not happen this year, but
they'll figure it out. Hill almost has 20 more points than the next receiver.
Yeah.
Like, he's still balling.
I don't know why I moved off Tyreek Hill as my wide receiver one. Oh, yes, I do. I know why. Because Cooper Kupp's about to set some records.
Does it shock you at all that Tyreek Hill is going multiple wide receivers behind, you know, like CeeDee Lamb is going multiple. There's multiple wide receivers in between there. Are you fine with that? Or do you...
I'm taking Hill over Lamb, Metcalf, and Brown. I'm not even kidding. I will take Hill over those guys. So at 12, give them to me.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And I love CeeDee Lamb.
I'm shocked Lamb is going ahead of all of those guys.
Yeah, I am.
I am a little shocked about that, too. Yeah.
And, I know we all
it's close.
You know, like him a lot, but that's high, man. Yeah. I don't know. That's a
recency
lot of
bias.
Yeah,
recency
I agree. I think I'm with you guys, though. I would still take Tyreek ahead of all of those guys. I would take Tyreek out of the wide receivers in round one. I think the only receivers I'm taking ahead of him are Jefferson and Chase.
I think he's like tied with Jefferson. I'd probably flip a coin.
That's fair.
But Chase, I would take him over.
Let's talk some of these running backs before we talk about the round two ADP. Shocked at all that DeAndre Swift is running back two behind Jonathan Taylor. But I don't have a problem with it either. But was a little surprised to see it.
No, I don't think I'm, I mean,
we talked about it a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm. We were very,
DeAndre we did Swift that last week with our ones. Yeah, it was positive for both, and I put that poll up. I put on the poll on Twitter, and most people thought Jonathan Taylor, and that was before another monster game this year.
Yeah.
I think just surrounding cast separates them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
And the Lions, with their, 58 million draft picks in the first three rounds the next 2 years, they're going to add a lot of talent.
Yeah.
A lot of talent. That's going to help Swift, so.
Yeah, a little bit of patience.
Yes, sir.
Even though he's still balling.
And Najee's a stud.
Najee's
an absolute stud.
No problem with taking Najee there.
Yeah.
We started talking about a little. Go ahead, Ryan.
I said I'm very confident with the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all questions from 6 through 13 or 15 for me. I feel like you can change that order up a lot with any of those guys.
So before we move on to round two, two other guys, we started talking about a little bit before we started recording. Christian McCaffrey still in round one in this ADP. Would you take Christian McCaffrey in round one of a startup right now? And I guess the same for Dalvin Cook. Are you still cool with taking him in round one? I'm fine with Dalvin Cook in round one, but I'm probably not taking Christian McCaffrey till the last few picks.
I'm fine with Dalvin. I'd probably consider him there. Like at 7, I feel more confident with him than starting him than anybody else. Like on a week-to-week basis. So I'm cool with Dalvin there. I'm scared of Christian McCaffrey, man. And yeah. I think Chuba Hubbard did enough to gain a little bit of a role. Not a major one, not a massive one, but a super annoying one for fantasy. A super annoying one for a Christian McCaffrey owner. I don't like that. That's
not annoying at all to the lead Chuba Hubbard stan. I led all of us into the darkness.
For me, if I was drafting, I would take Pitts and Hill before I would take McCaffrey. And then it becomes a conversation.
Yeah, I take those two over McCaffrey. Mm-hmm.
I know it's always it's not a thing to be injury prone. Like that's the thing now. Like a player can't be injury prone, but I don't know, man. I just call it whatever. But I worry on a second contract running back that gets nicked up. You know, I know it's a position where nobody's ever fully healthy for a full season anymore. It seems like, but
yeah,
that stuff worries me.
He's about to get that George Kittle treatment for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
Kittle went off a little bit, though.
Kittle did go off.
Yeah.
You got to live with that, though.
Yeah. You got to live with it.
Fantastic. And I was so happy I'm back in my lineups. But,
all right. Let's talk this round two ADP. There's interesting ones here. So the second round for November, DLF's November Dynasty ADP, Alvin Kamara at the top, Saquon Barkley number two, Devontae Adams 3, DJ Moore 4. Austin Eckler at 5, Stephon Diggs at 6, Aaron Jones 7, Nick Chubb 8, Ezekiel Elliott 9, in theory actually tied with Cooper Kupp there, And then 11 and 12, Terry McLaurin and Javonte Williams. So a couple of other aging or, you know, I hate to say aging. These guys are like 26, 27 years old. But in running back terms, you know, some of the guys that we've been familiar with at the top of round one, and Kamara and Barkley. I'm pretty cool with Alvin Kamara at the top of round two. I don't hate that at all. I don't know what you guys thought.
I'd rather take Kamara over McCaffrey, to be honest.
I think I would too.
I would too. One thing with this, just kind of pairing in with these guys, and I think it's just recency bias because this is live. These are based off live mocks. Derrick Henry's absolutely going to be in that group right here.
Yeah.
But next year, has to be.
Imagine doing a startup now and getting Derrick Henry in round three.
Just like last year.
I'm going to do a startup draft.
I want to say something real quick about Stephon Diggs, because he was my wide receiver one going into the season. He's having an okay season, not wide receiver one. He's a wide receiver, I believe, like 21, somewhere around there on the season. And, you know, last week I brought it up that Josh Allen was my QB1, and then they laid the stinker against the Jaguars. And I just feel like I'm jinxing people on this podcast. So let me tell you some really good things about the Cleveland Browns. I think Baker Mayfield's an incredible quarterback. This has nothing to do with them playing the Patriots this week. Nick Chubb, like I said about the COVID, that's terrible. Hate to see it. Get well soon. Miss this game. Kareem Hunt, don't rush back, buddy. You got to take your time. But in all seriousness, I am surprised with Diggs right now. I thought Diggs would just build on that season. Has not happened. He's okay.
I'm glad I stuck with being a homer on my QB pick, QB one picks last week. I'm real happy with myself on it.
I already forgot. Who'd you say?
I said I'm glad I stuck with QB one.
No, I know, but who'd you? What were you?
Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm glad I stuck with my boy.
Yeah,
yes, that was a good one. Speaking of them, there's no quarterbacks in these startups.
No,
It's got to be single quarterback.
Even if it's single quarterback,
still a little surprising that you don't get. Yeah,
I don't care. I'll take him. Give him to me.
I feel great about Devontae Adams where he is. Like if I got Devontae, I get him. I take him over Barkley. But if I get Devontae Adams,
round two, pick three.
He's so good. There's a big gap between him and the rest of many more receivers.
Where he's going.
Yeah.
Because it won't be Green Bay next year as long as Rodgers is not there.
Dude, I trust nothing with Rodgers. He could come back next year. All we know. He can go and take him with him. Anything's possible.
Let me pose a question to you. This is a major problem. I'm going to make you think twice about this now. Say Rodgers leaves. Say they franchise tag Devontae Adams. You know damn well Devontae Adams is not going to show up and play. I'd be stunned if he showed up and played. I think he'd drag his feet.
You don't think he likes Jordan Love?
I mean, after this week, he didn't play too bad. It wasn't a terrible situation they put Jordan Love in. So
yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
It really could have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get Adams a competent quarterback, he'll still be Devontae Adams.
Yep, I agree with that. I think Mac Jones is a competent quarterback. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he, you know, whoever he ends up with, if it's not Rodgers, obviously is likely a step in the other direction. But he's good enough that he'll still command the targets and probably perform pretty, pretty highly. Are you surprised that DJ Moore is going that high at all?
Dude, that made my heart flutter.
Yeah.
It's so good to see it. Yeah, this is a very pro DJ Moore podcast.
I love that guy.
It's weird. He's going to end up finishing right around where he always finishes.
Yeah.
But I think we just accepted him being that back end wide receiver one that we're okay with it.
You know who DJ Moore is turning into? He's turning into Allen Robinson. That's sad. Quarterback wise, that's what he's turning into.
It's PJ Walker season now. So,
yes, sir.
PJ Walker season.
You're welcome, Carolina. Halloween may be over, but the Patriots turn Sam Darnold back into a pumpkin. That's what it is.
Anthony.
Sam Darnold. Get out of here, Sam. Get out of here.
The next guy here Anthony, where are you moving Austin Eckler for you now? Because
okay, so I hate to still stick to my brand, but I can't. I'm not going to take Eckler ahead of some of these other guys. I'm just not. I'm okay if you want to take him in round two, but I'm not taking Austin Eckler ahead of Nick Chubb. I'm not taking Austin Eckler ahead of probably Aaron Jones. And honestly, I'm not taking Austin Eckler ahead of Javonte Williams either. I would take Javonte Williams over Austin Eckler in a dynasty startup.
Okay, what about Zeke?
I'd probably take Zeke. That one's close. I love Javonte Williams, man. I'm so glad he's in round two of this ADP. I really am, because I think he's going to be so good when Melvin Gordon's not there.
I think we missed the window if you didn't trade for him yet.
Really? Yep. I think we're in the window. I think it's now.
Okay,
but I think more than a week or two.
I think like you're like the sticky bandit and you got one arm in, and Kevin's just like banging out. Like, I think they're trying to get us out of
that's fantastic.
Now. We're about to put the spider on Marv's face. You gotta trade for Javonte Williams before that spider hits your face. That's what Ryan is saying.
Oh my goodness gracious. All right. Well, I tried to trade for Javonte Williams earlier. Say you are a team that's contending, right?
Yes.
And the team rostering Javonte Williams is in disarray. You know, it's rebuild season. If you were, what would it take for you to sell Javonte Williams right now?
My problem with that is if you're in disarray and you're rebuilding, Javonte Williams has his best days ahead of him.
I think so, but if you're, I don't know, to me, if my team is bad, like everywhere else except one running back, I'd rather flip that one running back and build it around, you know, a bunch of receivers and just add another running back.
You can get quality pieces for him.
Yeah,
you get multiple firsts.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was headed. I don't think you can get Javonte Williams for less than multiple firsts. Like, it probably starts at 2 1s, and
I would take 2 1s, a 2, and I want like a top 24. I'll take a top 36 wide receiver that I believe can turn into a top 24 wide receiver.
Okay,
or running back, either one.
All right, so would you take two? Two ones, a two, and someone like I'm trying to think of a good
two further ones. Down.
Would you take two ones, a two,
and Michael Carter? Gibson.
And Michael Carter, you take that? You gotta have a North Carolina running back though. That's
I don't want Michael Carter. I'd say no. How about Antonio Gibson? Two firsts.
Oh yeah, I would probably take that. I love Javonte Williams, but two firsts and Gibson is a lot.
I just sent out an offer as we were talking for Javonte Williams that I'm contending again. I sent Derrick Henry for him. Just straight up. Just to see if there's – just to see if I get a reaction or a counter. I mean, you know, you never know, man. Derrick Henry still got name appeal.
Yeah. Where are you guys at on these running backs in round two? It's an interesting group. It's
Javonte Williams is moving up my list.
Yeah. He looked great this past week.
Yeah.
He did. And he was
17 for 101. And that's in a timeshare. Like, I just want him to be the guy. This is J.K. Dobbins vibes from a year ago. Like, oh man, when he's the guy. So please, for the love of God, football and the way you ruin everything nice. Keep this guy healthy.
Please.
They're in the running too. We thought they'd be like, oh well, Denver will be out of it. They'll move on from the veterans, and then Vontae will get a lot of play. They're right in the thick of that playoff race.
Yeah,
like 17 other teams. So.
I don't think it's going to change this year anymore. I thought Javonte would come on and like take the job by the end of the season, but I think we're getting this timeshare for the rest of the year.
Feels like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to move him up so much. But I don't know how I can. Like, Barkley still has that mystique. Let's keep him up there.
I'll tell you right now.
If he ever gets 100%, he's as good as anybody.
If Barkley's going round two, pick two in a startup, I'm not taking Saquon Barkley then. That's what that tells me. Can't do it. You see the way he injured that ankle? That's just screams bad luck for me.
Top of round two is still too rich for you?
Yeah. He's cursed. He's got a curse. He's got to get off that team. That team is cursed.
Curses are no joke.
Curses yes, are no joke.
You don't want a cursed guy.
No, you don't.
Like, I'd definitely take him over DJ Moore, though, and I'd definitely take him over those receivers.
I'm sorry. The hard-hitting analysis people come to this podcast for. Don't draft cursed guys.
Yes. Big anti-curse on this.
Yeah,
on
that's consensus. That's consensus across the three of us. No
curse. Eric lives close to Salem. There's witch trials out there.
I'm right next to Mass.
See?
I almost got hit in the head with a broom this morning. You got to watch you got to keep the head on a swivel.
He doesn't trust that stuff.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I called him wide receiver one last week, half jokingly, half being completely serious because he's about to break Calvin Johnson's yardage record. Cooper Kupp, round two, pick 10.
Yeah.
Where are you on that? Because I think I would take him all day at round two, pick 10.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
He was, I feel like some people will, the people that will resist it are the people that probably didn't realize how cheap he was this year. Like, he was too cheap all offseason long.
Yes.
Yeah.
210, yeah, I'm in.
Because like, I don't think him and Stafford are tied together for at least 2 3 years.
Yeah, they got a good thing going.
I'd rather him than Diggs.
Agreed.
Really?
I'd rather him than Diggs too.
I feel like that's recency bias, fellas. I still do believe in Diggs. I probably would take Kupp over him, but like that,
like Kupp's floor is so high. Like it's always been high. His floor's always been high.
Yeah.
But now with Stafford, the floor is the ceiling. Like, it doesn't exist.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is.
Yeah, like, it's. And maybe.
Although, I'm going to.
Maybe DJ Moore, and that pains me to say because I love DJ Moore.
I'm probably taking Cooper Kupp over Moore.
DJ Moore's so young.
I don't care. I'm probably taking Kupp over Moore. I love Moore, dude, but I don't think Moore should be that high.
How about Devontae Adams?
He should be a little lower. Who?
How about Devontae Adams then? Legitimately, because Adams, we don't know who he's tied to. Again, and they're really not, they're what, a year difference from each other? 2 years difference?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds crazy, but there's an argument to make, like the one you just made for Cooper Kupp ahead of Devontae Adams. And it's like the uncertainty with Adams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, we're seeing how good Cooper Kupp can be with Matt Stafford now. And there's no reason. I don't think to expect that to change in the next year or two.
It's the comfortability factor.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a word. The comfortable factor.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with Stafford and Kupp.
Like a nice pair of slippers.
Yes. Slip them right on.
Yeah.
Keep the feetsies warm.
Nice and toasty.
Everybody in this round has question marks. Except for probably Cooper Kupp.
What do you think about where Terry McLaurin is? Like, is it right or it's... Too high, too low.
I feel like it's appropriate, but I feel like we're missing a wide receiver.
So,
do we have a third round? We don't have a third round, do we?
I guess I'm fine with it.
No, we don't have a third round from November. I'm just like looking back.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I'd rather him than DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know what to say or do about Calvin Ridley, so I'd rather him.
Yeah.
And then there's a drop off, like at Chris Godwin, T. Higgins. There's a drop off.
I don't know if I am comfortable with him over. How old is Hopkins? 29. He's got to be. Up there.
I think he'll be 29 next year, if I remember right.
It's there. Kyler's really good at spreading the ball around. Like he's elite at spreading the ball around now. Yes, he gets his, but he's 29, so he'll be 30.
Yeah, he'll be 30 next summer.
You know who would look good throwing Terry McLaurin the ball?
Any competent quarterback would look great throwing the ball.
Yeah. Instead, we have Heinicke. Unreal.
You know what's crazy, though, to me? That, like, DeAndre Hopkins is 29 and feels like he's been around forever, right? Like, feels like we've had so long with DeAndre Hopkins. Terry McLaurin will be 27 next year. Like, because he came in old, not old, but he didn't come in 19 like Juju or 20 like some of these guys do. Pretty sure he came in at 23, 24.
Is Amari Cooper younger than him?
It's so close. It's like less than like just less than a year difference. And that's how I realized I loved Amari Cooper this past off season. Cause I was like, wait, why is Amari Cooper so much cheaper than Terry McLaurin?
Yeah. Although Amari had a bad drop this weekend. I saw it. So either unless they're going to put lines on the ball, I think he has a drops problem. I don't think he can catch in the NFL anymore.
Paint him on there.
This is also kind of a real thing that's getting blown over. In PPR right now, wide receiver four is wide receivers 4, 6, and 7 didn't make this list. Wide receiver 4 is 25 years old. Wide receivers 6 and 7 are also 24 years old. And Hollywood Brown and Pittman. Like, these guys have to be skyrocketing. And the fact
Pittman and Hollywood, that's a great call on both of them. They're both going to be, they're both way too cheap right now still.
Our big issue with Hollywood Brown was, is he going to get targets? Dude, last two games, 12 and 14.
Yep.
He has two more double-digit target games. He's not going anywhere. He came into the Ravens game wearing a Lamar Jackson Louisville jersey last week. Those two are joined at the hip together. They're not going to let – he isn't going to leave. And he said he's 24 and it's the first time he's been healthy.
I'm very interested to see December ADP because those two should be climbing 100%. And Debo. Were you meant to say Debo too?
Yeah, Debo. He was the one I said is 25 years old and wide receiver 4.
Yeah. Debo, I mean, he's been unstoppable this year. He's literally been unstoppable.
I know he's not on this list, you know, rightfully so from the way the beginning of the season's gone, but Brandon Ayuk was back a little bit this past week.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Are you in at all on Ayuk still? I'm back.
I still think he's good.
I still think he's good too.
Yeah. I still think he's a good player.
All right, Ayuk guy.
Here's the problem with San Francisco right now. Everyone wants to crap on Jimmy G. Jimmy G's been throwing for like 300 yards every week. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with the Niners. I have no clue. I don't know how to fix them.
It's Kyle Shanahan. People won't like to hear that, but the seat's getting warm. I think the book might be out a little bit.
I saw that at this point in his career, he's the same record as Chip Kelly, but
oh boy,
not good.
Yeah, Shanahan, this is a formal warning. I'm not hitting the yeet button yet, but it's warming.
We're warming it up. You're almost empty, and when it gets empty, we're eating.
We are eating. You keep it up, Shannon. You're getting a triple yeet. All right. Before we get out of here, anybody else that you know, they're valued too low, should have been on this list through the first two rounds. Anybody that's missing for you?
I just think it's funny how Godwin and Evans. Nobody wants to jump on the landmine because they're like, oh, well, the moment Brady's gone, that's going to blow over. But, I mean, even without Brady, they're still filthy.
Yeah.
You're going to get those guys at a value all day.
Godwin's on the tag this year, too, so he can go over to hell he wants next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think – I don't think he'll be back there. I think he ends up someplace else. But I feel fine about it. Like, I think wherever he ends up, he's going to get paid enough that he's going to be involved, and hopefully it's not with, you know, hopefully it's with a decent quarterback. Hopefully he makes out better than our friend Allen Robinson has over his career.
I know a decent quarterback.
All right. Entertainers.
I know a decent quarterback who's over 500 for the first time in his career. And his name
McCorkle.
He hasn't even played well the past 2 weeks. I gotta stop.
But you know what, just for fun, you know what we'll hit McCorkle with?
Let me tell you something. I haven't even begun to peak.
we'll end it there. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends over on the Blitz for all of your college fantasy football needs, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.